From the sealed tomb thou didst shine forth, O life. Through closed doors thou didst come to thy disciples, O Christ God, renewing us through them an upright spirit. By the greatness of thy mercy, O resurrection of all.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbrick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. St. Thomas Sunday, John 20:19-31. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands and the print of the nails and place my finger in his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were shut, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Christus Voskrese, Christ is risen. A newness permeates the air. Pascha brings with it a newness that is unique to Pascha. The celebration of Christ rising from the dead transforms the world. The present gospel message speaks about the forgiveness of sins. A weight is lifted from the shoulders, the heart, the mind, and the soul when the forgiveness of God is experienced. Believers know in their hearts when they are forgiven by God. Words are not sufficient to describe the experience of forgiveness. Joy takes hold in the heart and soul of the person. Trust and belief in God is necessary to experience forgiveness. The love of God becomes known to the forgiven people. A new beginning in life is possible. When we have the opportunity for a new life in Christ, the question becomes, will we be true to that opportunity throughout the remainder of our lives? Do we fortify our faith with nourishment from the Holy Gospel? Do we fortify our faith by repentance and partaking in the precious body and blood of Christ? Do we establish our homes as dwelling places for God? Do we establish our homes as small churches true to the Holy Gospel? Do we live in our homes in ways consistent with the teachings and life of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we protect our hearts as dwelling places of God? Do we use our minds in ways pleasing to God? Do we examine our faith carefully, determining if we are growing in Christ? Do we treat our faith with the same care and attention we treat our homes, our time, and our money? Have we grown in Christ since the time of our baptism? Do we seek to be knowledgeable about the Lord Jesus Christ? Does love permeate our life in Christ? Have we experienced the resurrected Christ in the way we live, that we may say with Thomas, "My Lord and my God"? Do we spend each day preparing for the second coming of Christ? Are we sensitive to the suffering in the world? Do we try to make the world a better place by the way we live? Self-examination is important for Christians. We experience Jesus Christ at Pascha. We renew our relationship with Jesus Christ at Pascha. We partake of Christ's precious body and blood. We learn of the far-reaching celebrations of Pascha. We learn of miracles identified with the celebration of Pascha. We learn of miracles identified with the celebration of Pascha. We learn of the sacrifice of individuals that they make to celebrate Pascha. Pascha is celebrated in cathedrals in large cities. Pascha is celebrated on Holy Mount Athos. Pascha is celebrated in Jerusalem, in Belgrade, in Kosovo, in Moscow, in Buenos Aires, in Toronto, and many other places. The message of Pascha is the same. Christ is risen. The message that Christ is risen is expressed in many different languages. At times, different languages are used in divine services to celebrate the raising of Christ. Thomas came face to face with the risen Christ. Thomas was convinced of the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. Thomas' conviction has helped many others through the centuries to be firm in faith. The Holy Orthodox Church wants believers to review the gospel lesson about St. Thomas each year. The gospel lesson focuses on the closeness with which Thomas experienced the risen Christ. We can experience the risen Christ in ways that are convincing if we draw near to Christ in fear and in faith. Partaking of the precious body and blood of Jesus Christ is a primary way to experience Christ. Immersing ourselves in the Holy Gospel is a way we can experience Christ in a convincing way. Living in ways pleasing to God, including being steadfast in prayers, results in coming to know Christ in ways hitherto unknown. Serious believers of extended duration learn of anecdotal lessons of individuals being helped and healed by Christ. The exclamation, "My Lord and my God," is repeated many times over by individuals meeting the risen Christ. The way we live affects our life in Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten not made, but one essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down.
I invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. On Thursday evenings, we have adult classes at 7 p.m. We hope you will visit one of our adult classes to learn more about the Orthodox Church and our Lord Jesus Christ. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21. Across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. parish priest is Father Rodney Torbert. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.